Turn towards the north, northeast, and north is expected a few days from now with some decrease in the forward speed. On the forecast track, the center of Francine is expected to move over central and northern portions of Mississippi through early Friday. The Hurricane Watch Net has secured operations but remains at the HWN Alert Level 2. That's the monitoring mode. During their 14-hour activation, Net Manager Bobby Graves said they collected and forwarded over 40 surface reports from southeastern Louisiana and the Mississippi Gulf Coast to the National Hurricane Center by way of WX4NHC. A copy of these reports is available upon request. Also, they had direct contact on many occasions with the Louisiana State EOC, WB5LHS, in Baton Rouge on 14.325 megahertz. The VOIP Hurricane Net has also secured formal net operations. They did that on Wednesday night, 11/24 at 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A total of 58 reports were submitted to W4HNC. Some of them were used in the NHC advisories and tropical cyclone updates. A complete listing of reports is at the VOIP website. ARRO will continue to monitor the path of Francine and issue updates as warranted. September is National Preparedness Month. In coordination with our partners at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, is producing a series of weekly articles to help radio amateurs and their families stay safe. You can read our two previous articles at ARRL.org. For a ham or any other public safety responder, whether paid or volunteer, it is not uncommon to be called out to provide assistance during disasters. We often do not know when we will be called or exactly when that call and what that call will involve. We also do not know how long we may be deployed. In the last edition, we focused on our GO kit and the tools we should have to deploy as an amateur radio volunteer. But have we made sure our family is prepared for these times and whether we are deployed or will be staying home? As the theme of this month suggests, ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, says it comes down to being prepared. Make a plan with your family and ensure basic supplies are available, including water, food, and first aid capabilities. Do you have a generator, alternate power capabilities, or do your family members know how to use it? Have a communications plan, including backup communications with family members and friends, he said.